Bam Guru. Hi, babe. It's Sharon calling. But if I call you, if you tell you, don't worry about nothing, baby. Keep your head up. Come see me soon. No matter what we face, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to Moments of Truth. My name is Rob. Hopefully, after the previous episode titled One Day You're Here, you still trust me to be your guide over the next series of episodes. If you're joining me from Hits 21, thank you so much for coming over from the main show, and thank you for trusting me again to produce and run a podcast without Lizzie and Andy's help. If you're completely new here, or if you're only listening through this spin-off show and you're not bothering with the main Hits 21 show, then hello, I'm really happy to be able to spend some time with you. If you want a full explanation of what this podcast is all about, head back to the first episode, by all means, where I go into a lot of detail about what I want to achieve with this show. But to be brief, Moments of Truth is a podcast about hip-hop and rap music. More specifically, my love for the genre as a white kid from the northwest of England, and how I think I can help other people like me fall in love with the genre that's not exactly what we grew up with, but one that you can fall in love with at any age, at any point in your life. From the streets of Stockport, my hometown, to the streets of South Central Los Angeles, and back to Brooklyn and back, the stories told by these artists are more relatable to us than we'd think. At least that's my opinion anyway. These episodes will cover 9 different groups of 5 songs that I love with all my heart, you know, depending on their subject matter and how much each of them relates to something I've only learned about because hip-hop taught me and artists were there to tell me about their experiences. As I mentioned in the previous episode, through Moments of Truth, we'll be exploring pride, optimism, defiance, family, romance, heartbreak, abuse, social decay, gangs, violence, women's rights, existentialism, religion, and so many other subjects, and how all of these things are the truth to whoever is living through them. And in this second episode, titled I'm Here to Stay, I thought it would be interesting to contrast the subject of the last episode, which was death, by exploring songs that deal with life. Not necessarily survival and trying to stay alive, but just slices of everyday life for the artists that we're going to be looking at this week. How they feel when they wake up in the morning, how they feel looking at the people and places that they've grown up around, what they did for entertainment and fun as kids and as teenagers, how they earned money and stayed afloat. And we'll actually be continuing this theme through into episode 3, which will be called Let's Keep Living, but just from a slightly different perspective, but more on that in the future. For now, it's time for some music. Just to advise you again, as I did last time, the versions of the songs I'm about to play will be uncensored completely. I think that this is important. You know, this podcast isn't meant to be difficult or challenging to listen to or anything like that, but the word truth is crucial to the whole concept and everything you'll be hearing over the next bit of time. And I feel like I would be diluting the truth of what these artists have to say for themselves if I was to tamper with their expressions in any way. It isn't my truth, and it's not your truth, but it's the truth to somebody, as I said in the previous episode. The first track up this week is from July 2002 and is the 5th track on the 7th studio album to be released by this artist, which was called The Fix. The album reached number 4 on the Billboard charts in America and was among the top 200 best-selling albums of 2002 as well. And now, we actually came to the same rapper in episode 1 when we listened to 6 Feet Deep by Ghetto Boys, but we're going to be looking at his solo material in this episode. While you're listening to this song that I'm going to play next, I want you to have a think about what your kingdom was when you were growing up. In other words, how far were you allowed to go by your parents or guardians when you were a kid in school, or a teenager, you know, what did you get up to after school while you were walking your streets and playing out with your friends? How many streets on your estate do you think you know, like the back of your hand? And how did your kingdom change as you grew up and started to make your way in the world? I'll once again recommend that you find the Genius Lyrics page for this song, because honestly, like, once I read the names of the streets that are mentioned in this song, I was straight on Google Maps trying to throw a net over the area that this rapper grew up in, and he talks with so much affection about as well. My kingdom was from the Farmer's Arms in Cheadle Heath in Stockport, down Stockport Road to the Audi dealership by the Pyramid, up King Street West to Stockport Station, across Mercy and Way to Alexandra Park in Davenport, and then back down Garner's Lane and Councillor Lane to Roscoe's Roundabout and the Farmer's Arms. I'll never write a song as good as this about those streets though, and it's a shame, because they deserve an ode of some kind. Before we jump in, I just want to mention that the sample you'll be hearing, which is taken from Be Real Black For Me by Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, is one of the greatest sample flips in the genre's history, I think, and just in my humble opinion, because the vibe it's trying to put across is instant and the impact is really heavy. Try to go the rest of your day counting how many times you hear the sample over in your head, how many times it replays itself. It is just that instant. You know, how many times you mind playing a piano with the song, you know, is that just me? Anyway, this is On My Block by Scarface. What's going on in this house is staying here, comprende? On my block, you had to have that understanding, because if you told Miss Maddie, she went and told Gladys.
Take it rough. Day has been the same old thing on my block. You either working or you slanging cocaine on my block. You had to hustle, cause that's how we was raised on my block. And you stayed on your hop until you made you a nut on my block. To hang out was the thing back then. And even when you left out, you came back in to my block from Holloway, Belfort to Scott. Reed Road to Flocks, we know the spots. So we the rocks, the drink or the blue dots on your block. You probably bred a fat pad of Tupac, a big pun of B.I. Your homeboys from knee high, and even when it was storming outside, that nigga be by. That's me, dog, on my block. I ain't had to play the big shot. Niggas knew me back when I was stealing beer from Shamrock, and my nickname was Creepy. If Black Joe could see me, he'd be tripping. And I bet he still try to tease me. On my block,
well, everything is everything for Jeezy.
My block,
we probably done it all, homie, believe me.
My block,
we made the impossible look easy for Jeezy. I'll never leave my block, my niggas need me.
On my block, we ducking nigga haters and the cops. Fuck a hot rock, we racing Pollard's chrome dot. On my block, it ain't no different than the next block. You get drunk and pass out and they pack you to the house. And when you wake up on the couch, you're going right back at it. On my block, when you're that fucked up, they laugh at it. On my block, it's just another day in the heart of the south side of Houston, Texas, making your mark. On my block, we queuing all the time, playing dominoes. Keep the swishing sweet down till my mama goes back inside. Then we can fly, passing around a few times to get high. On my block,
everything is everything for Sheezy.
My block,
we probably done it all, homie, believe me.
My block,
we made the impossible look easy for
my
Sheezy.
Block,
I'll never leave my block, my niggas need me.
My block,
where everything is everything for Sheezy.
My block,
we probably done it all, homie, believe me.
My block,
we made the impossible look easy for Sheezy. I'll never leave my block, my niggas need me.
My block, everybody business ain't your business. What's going on in this house? Staying here, comprende? My block, you had to have that understanding, cause if you told Miss Maddie, she went and told Gladys. And when Punchy Mama got it, it was all on the wire. And when the word got back, they set your ass on fire. On my block, we got some non-fed shell shock. We never quite got right, now they in hell rocks. On my block, it's like the world don't exist. We stay confined to this small little section we living in. On my block, I wouldn't trade it for the world, cause I love these ghetto boys and girls born and raised on my block.
Everything for Sheezy.
My block,
we probably done it all, homie, believe me.
My block,
we made the impossible look easy for Sheezy. I'll never leave my block, my niggas need me.
My block,
where everything is everything for Sheezy.
My
Okay, thank you to Scarface for that. If you have any thoughts about any of the songs in this episode, feel free to get in touch on Twitter. We are at Hits21UK, just the same as the main podcast, and feel free to send me an email, hits21podcast@gmail.com. If you want to check out the songs in this episode that are being sampled by the artist that we're covering, I will leave a link to each song in the description, and you can find all of them right there. Okay, time for track two this week. This next one is one that doesn't need much of an introduction, to be honest, except to say that it is perhaps among the 10 or 15 songs that any rap or hip-hop fan would show to someone to kind of explain the genre, you know, its origins and best performers, its most notable recordings, all of that stuff. It comes from April 1994, and it's the third track from this artist's debut album. As soon as I mention the name of the album, it'll probably give the game away, but anyway, it's Illmatic. As always, pull up the lyric sheet, get to know this song, let it live with you for a bit. But I think this one, it's kind of worth mentioning more that for the first time on this podcast, the first verse you will hear on this song won't be from the artist that the track actually belongs to. Instead, the verse is from AZ, a guy who became close friends with the artist that we'll be listening to in a second. And it's amazing, really, that the two artists on this song were both around 20, 21 years of age when they recorded this. You know, I can't really imagine being that age and coming up with something like this, even with some help. With this one, just let the instrumental wash over you a bit. And if you can, find some old footage of New York City skylines, preferably ones that feature the sun going down on another hot day in Queensbridge. This is Life's a Bitch by Nas featuring AZ. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that book that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto.
Hey yo, what's up? Let's keep it real, son. Count this money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey yo, put the grants over there in the safe, you know what I'm saying? Cause we spinning these Jacksons. The Washingtons go to wifey, you know how that go.
I'm saying that's what this is all about, right? Clothes, bank rolls, and hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What?
Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest, the person status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners. But something must have got in us, cause all of us turned to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping this weapon wrestling, street ghetto essence inside us. Cause it provides us with the proper insights that got us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go. But as long as we leave and thieving, we'll be leaving with some kind of dope. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, packing still, getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly.
I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now freshened. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I puss from my skull cause it's pain in my brain. Vein money maintained, no go against the grain. Simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, they jewels, and rip their green cards. Dip to the projects, flashing my quick cash and got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is rich, are doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
Welcome back from Queensbridge, everyone. Hope you had a great time there. Okay, for the next song, we're coming back much closer to the present day. In fact, closer to the present day than I think we've ever been before on this podcast. Up to 2017, so only 7 years ago at the time of recording. The next song is track two from this artist's album, which is titled All American Badass. America being spelled with a triple K instead of a C there, just to let you know. Now, there's a lot of rap music from either side of the election of Donald Trump in 2016 that deals explicitly with the fear that his election brought up for Black Americans and how the progress and hope that came through with the initial election of Barack Obama in 2008, which kind of withered across his presidency and was then fully extinguished by a reactionary turn to the old ways. And it was a reminder that white America had just kind of been waiting rather than changing during that time. And I think this song is the closest we'll get this week to a song about survival rather than just being a snapshot of life for the artist in question. I think it's a song about dealing with your existence while being a political statement by default, and how as a black man living in America, you become a symbol of something to someone, somewhere. And it's about how you manage that responsibility while also just trying to live your own life. This is For My People by Joey Badass. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's a young black god living out his dream.
Always wanted to have superpowers, you know.
It's for my people, trying to stay alive and just stay peaceful. So hard to survive a world so lethal. Who would take a stand and be our hero? For my people, yeah. It's for my people, trying to stay alive and just stay peaceful. So hard to survive a war so lethal. Who would take a stand and be our hero?
Now all heroes don't wear capes, and all villains don't get away. But all limits eventually fade. I don't wanna be good, nigga, I'm tryna be great. It's hard when your back's against the wall, and if you got an order, keep your feet up on the floor. So I thank the Lord when I wake up in the morning, cause to and from the world of every reason I was born. You can see the power when the mic is in my palm. When I storm across the room, hit the stage and perform. What is born, don't be alone. Don't let me have to sound the horn and drop a bomb. Wanna give my mama crit, will it long? Something that my future kids can run up on. So I always do my best to carry on. Life is like a game of chess, to be a pawn, my
it's
nigga.
For my people, trying to stay alive and just stay peaceful. So hard to survive a world so lethal. Who would take a stand and be our hero? For my people, yeah. It's for my people, trying to stay alive and just stay peaceful. So hard to survive a world so lethal.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's the young black god living out his dreams. What you mean? I've been up on the ultralight beam. They don't wanna see you fly, they just gonna shoot your wings. Everything and what it seems. Wishing all these dirty cops to come clean. Still swerving on the city blocks for one thing. My man just cop a 30 shot, protect the team. Know what I mean? Music is a form of expression. I'ma use mine just to teach you a lesson. Rule one, this microphone's a weapon. I'm shooting out the actions manifested in my passion. Never resting, I'm surpassing the expectancy of life in my direction. Man, the section ain't depressing. Hard to be progressing through recession and depression. Not to mention that they had it so blocked ever since an adolescence.
For my people, trying to stay alive and just stay peaceful. So hard to survive a world so lethal. Who would take a stand and be our hero? For my people, yeah. It's for my people, trying to stay alive and just stay peaceful.
Thank you to Joey for that one. It should also be mentioned that Joey is part of a rap collective called Pro Era, which was started by a guy named Capital Steez, a friend of Joey's and a great artist in his own right. Steez, whose real name was Courtney Dewar Jr., took his own life on Christmas Eve in 2012 at the age of just 19. For anyone who is interested in reading about his life, just head to his Wikipedia page, dig in. It's a great place to start. Up next, we are going to stay in 2017, but we're going to go from Joey Badass's New York and across to Chicago, Illinois. That's another thing I really love about rap music, about how it really improves your geographical knowledge of the United States, and it gives you little windows into how different the culture is in various places, even though it's the same country. You know, I think once you're there, only when you're there can you really realise how far apart some of these cities are, especially if you're from the UK. And the stories these artists tell explain it far better than I ever could. So listen to this next one, which was track 11, which was the penultimate track on this artist's album, which was titled Brick Body Kids Still Daydream. This rapper is also a comedian and has previously worked on podcasts focusing on a Cartoon Network animated series Adventure Time and wrestling. There's a line in another one of his songs which is called TLDR, which is the internet abbreviation for Too Long Didn't Read, where he says, "Here's something you should know from the ground floor. As far as rappers, none of us are as cool as we sound." And yeah, I think if you've got podcasts about Adventure Time and wrestling, you are a kindred spirit with someone like me, who is thoroughly untrendy. And I've always liked that about this guy's music. With this song, it is just a sweet story, really, of kids trying to pass the day by experimenting with technology and trying to reach the outside world. This rapper lived with his grandparents until he was 13. And as you can tell, probably had to turn to himself for enjoyment and leisure as a kid. So here is 95 Radios by Open Mike Eagle. Jigsaw Blocks and Hop the Road Home, Steps on the Ave, Where I Played and Roamed.
Okay, it's quiet now. Neighborhood, sitting in a car all day, trying to find a radio. And we wrap both hands in 10-4, pointed at the window frame, trying to find a radio. All up in my grandma's basement, sliding all the closet doors, trying to find a radio. And the homies say they heard a rap song, sounded like some folks they know, but we couldn't find a radio.
Hard to express when the world is listless. Hard when you're sure that the world is not. In between PM, dawn, and sunrise. Wearing a suit like my school mascot. The Edison Owl, not a head in the crowd. Could match my technique and impeccable style. Says a young Hassan in the mirror while Tip saying rock, rock on. With my guy Stefan, who despite the specs, saw himself doing things he would live to regret. Anyway, reciting off top the memory, burnt a little J up, my laugh was Gimli. Regarding the guns I could have shot, I'm more dug, might blow up but won't pop. Jigsaw blocks and hop the road home, steps on the Ave where I played and roamed.
Neighborhood, sitting in a car all day, trying to find a radio. And we wrap both hands in 10-4, pointed at the window frame, trying to find a radio. All up in my grandma's basement, sliding all the closet doors, trying to find a radio. And the homies say they heard a rap song, sounded like some folks they know, but we couldn't find a radio. The old me would drink a 40 and eat bologna, Shinobi on MB NBA Live. I play with Kobe, the OGs. I miss my old hood, miss my homies. It's lonely, the radio host. It's like they know me, the ocean. Picked the seashell, I saw it floating. Was hoping to hear the airwaves, I think it's broken. I can still play it if the tape resurfaces. Kept the old boombox for just these purposes. Heard a mix show, had mine on it recently. People had a hard time finding the frequency. These me show feels personal, circled on all sides by used car commercials. It's worth it though, whole block listening. Except the kids, they so not interested. Implement new COINTELPROs, hooks, fit loops, copyrighted by Velcro. Whole sound change, don't nobody wanna sell those. Call the intercom, y'all, this is my bell code. And we drove all through the neighborhood, sitting in a car all day, trying to find a radio. And we wrapped both hands in 10-4, pointed at the window frame, trying to find a radio. All up in my grandma's basement, sliding all the closet doors, trying to find a radio. And the homies say they heard a rap song, sounded like some folks they know, but we couldn't find a radio.
So beautiful. I cannot believe we are up to the last song of the episode already. Hopefully you guys have all enjoyed what you've heard this week. Whether you have or whether you haven't though, please feel free, hit me up at hits21uk or hits21podcast@gmail.com. Just give me your thoughts. I'm always partial to a message as well, so if you want a DM on Twitter instead of going public with it, that's cool. Last up, as it was in the previous episode, and as it will be for every episode hence, the song that we're going to come to is the one that gives the episode its name, I'm Here to Stay. It comes all the way from New Jersey in November 1993, and it's the 11th track on the third studio album released by this artist, which was called Black Rain, and that's Rain with R-E-I-G-N. It was actually released as a single on December 23rd in 1993, but despite that, it just so perfectly captures what it is like on a sweaty, humid night in Newark, New Jersey, or even just New York City, just across the water. The sample in this of Herb Alpert's Making Love in the Rain is so distorted by bass and so foggy as a result that it sounds like a night in the city when your window is open because of the heat and a car with the windows rolled down rolls past, blasting this out of a souped-up sound system. This sounds like a city at night, with the artist thinking about the day that they've just experienced, all the good and all the bad, and how much shame and pride they feel for the place that they live. And do you remember what I said at the top of the episode about kingdoms and how streets become borders of their own, in a way, when you're a kid? Well, the addresses that are name-dropped in the intro to this song, if you put them in on Google Maps in the order that they're said, they form a perfect rectangle, and it stretches from the East Orange region of Newark, past Newark Airport, all the way to the Hudson River, touching New York City, and then back to the beginning. It is a really arresting image when you put it in on a street view and want to have a look around. This is Just Another Day by Queen Latifah. It's home, so I flex, get pressure off my chest. Slip in a tape, now which hood should I hit next?
Strong. hip-hop parade. Latifah's on vacation, I'm just plain old day in the day. I strap up, step out in every direction. Glock tech, Jimmy hats in case I need protection. So I land, cruise, pump sounds, play out wannabes. A kid in the M3's getting jacked right in front of me. So I play the tech close, my fingers on the trigger. Don't wanna get wet, so they steps, cause mine's are slightly bigger. But better yet, I'm a threat, so you better walk or get sketched out in chalk, cause I don't wanna talk. I stay true blue, I'm hoping it's you too. I got the fever for the flavor of a whoop whoop. So it's back to the block, time to play. It's just another day around the way. Hey,
just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way.
The hill uptown, let's peep the sights. Shoot some pool, act a fool, cause it's on tonight. I'm doing the knowledge, it's not easy. Watching a cop cuff a kid for selling a clip to a DT. But it's home, so I plex, get pressures off my chest. Slipping a tape, now which hood should I hit next? Stomach gate, head to steak and take for a bean pie. Get a final call from the brother in the bow tie. I'm with little kids dreaming, fiend for fun. Lots of laughter, moms, no pops playing with her son. I pass by a girl's wake, they say she died at 7. Hit by a stray, but I pray that there's a hood in heaven. Fake brothers claim there's no shame in their game. You know my name, show me a real nigga with a brain. So it's back to the block, time to play. It's just another day around the way. Hey,
just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. Feeling lovely, eh? Just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. I hear the but I'm here to stay.
You know I gotta give props, I can't stop. Without you all I'll be nothing. No wrecking, no checks and no rhyming. No stages, front pages, no phones, no beepers, no reason to put Queen in front of the name Latifah. I come with the real life perspective and rule, cause me and my peoples from around the way remain cool. So it's back to the block, time to play. It's just another day
around the wood,
around the mother.
Just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. I'm feeling lovely, eh? Just another day. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. I hear the hook, but I'm here to stay. Just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. I hear the hook, but I'm here to stay. Cause it's just another day. It's gonna be okay.
That is it for episode 2 of Moments of Truth. In episode 3, we'll be continuing to look at life, but not so much as snapshots anymore. The next episode, we'll be looking at carrying on against the odds and artists fighting for their place in the world under different circumstances. And I hope to see you for it. Thank you very much for listening this week. Goodbye.